We welcome to the Gospel Spotlight, J.J. Hairston. J.J., how are you?
I'm great, man. How are you?
Hey, doing great. J.J., seems like you've come a long way since that first big smash hit. How has things been?
Everything's been really good. We've been actually making music for about, ever since 2001, and God's really been transitioning us and blessing us physically and spiritually. So we thank God for all he's doing for us.
I See Victory. That has done very well. Let's talk about I See Victory. When you first decided to do I See Victory, where were you at when and I'm talking about with God, your faith, and in the industry?
I think I was at a place where I wanted to do something different as far as records are concerned. And spiritually, I was at a place where I wanted to be able to kind of tell people where my faith was as far as how strongly I believe God can do what he does. Right before we started to write songs for the record, my mother had gotten really sick. And so one of the first songs I wrote for the record was a song called All Things Well. And from there, I started coming up with different songs and different messages. So the record wasn't just, you know, a group of praise songs that we usually do, but more songs that will help to encourage people in their faith. And I praise God for all the songs that came. It was a little bit of a different album for us, but it was consistent with the style that people are used to hearing. But I think lyrically it was a lot different. So we're really happy about the record.
JJ, do you feel like this is your best album yet?
Oh, absolutely. I do. I think production-wise, and I got to work with some of the artists who I've always wanted to work with. So in my opinion, it's our best. I mean, even for our next one, I'm contemplating on doing something totally different because I want this record to really have life and to last for a long time. So I won't do another choir record for a few years because I really want this one to get what it deserves.
Let's talk about some of those great songs. Songs like It Pushed Me.
Yeah.
Tell us about that.
Well, that song actually came from the story of Joseph. Joseph, who was, God gave him a vision of what he was going to be, where he was going to be. But he didn't tell him that he was going to have to go through being almost killed by his brothers and then put in jail and all types of different scenarios that he went through just to end up where God showed him he was going to be in the end. And just like us, God shows us, he may give us a glimpse of what he's promising us, but he doesn't tell us how we're going to get there. So he gives us the vision, but then we start going through all these different types of troubles and trials, not realizing that all those things are a part of the process to get us where he promises we will be. So that's where the song came from, and I'm hoping that song has encouraged as many people as encouraged me. People tell me all the time that that's my testimony, so I praise God for that.
And there is a song called Bless Me. Let's talk about that.
Well, Bless Me is another song that came right from the Word. It came from two brothers called Jacob and Esau, where, you know, Esau basically, his blessing was stolen from him by his brother. And, you know, Esau said to his father, bless me also. And it goes on to say that what God blesses cannot be cursed. So that's just an encouraging word for all those who are, you know, really nervous about what's happening these days. You know, we go through all different types of plagues, and I'm not talking about physical plagues. I'm talking about financial plagues that happen in the world, and we're worried about our finances or what God's going to do. But I don't care what kind of curse happens in the earth, that curse cannot affect us because we're blessed by God.
And, you know, as a radio announcer, you play It Pushed Me, then there's Bless Me, and then you sort of think, well, maybe that may be it for the album. Then You Are Worthy comes along and you say, I've listened to the album, but it sounds different now. So
right.
Tell us about You Are Worthy.
Well, You Are Worthy is actually my favorite song on the record. It's probably more what people would expect from us because it's just an upbeat praise song. A young lady named Melissa Bethea leads it. She's one of my favorite singers. And it just simply talks about how worthy God is. No really profound message behind it, because I think when you talk about how great and mighty God is, you don't have to go into a whole bunch of explanation. So the song You Are Worthy is just talking about how worthy God is, and I love that song.
I see now that you are transitioning from Connecticut to D.C., and you're going to become the director of music at the City of Praise Church. Let's talk.
Okay, so the City of Praise, this is the craziest thing that's happened to me in my entire life. The City of Praise Church is a church in Greenbelt, Maryland. What happened was maybe 3 years ago, I had to do a concert. Actually, it was like something Yolanda Adams was doing in the city of D.C. I mean, it's doing in D.C. And we were a part of it. And this lady came to me and said, "Hey, can you come sing at my church?" And she looked like she was very, you know, very soft spoken. She wasn't like flashy or anything. She said, "Can you come sing at my church?" So sure, you know, I gave her my information. Next thing you know, we got contacted by the church. And we went to sing, and we found out she was the first lady. So we sang there, and we had a great time. And they had us back maybe two or three times after that. And then last year we sang for a conference they were doing, and it went extremely well. The next morning the bishop called me and said, "Hey, you know, I know you're at a church, and we would love to have you come to our church." And we talked through it for a minute. We went back and forth. Never really anything solid happened. One day he called me. "I need you to start next month." Now, we were in Connecticut. We had been in Connecticut most of our lives. But God really told me that this is a transition that you have to do. And the church I was at in Connecticut sat like 3,000 people, beautiful facility. This man, his church was at a high, they had church at a high school. But God told me, "This is where you're going." Well, we transitioned maybe in like February of this year. We started officially in April. Just last week, we celebrated him going back to the church where he was supposed to have all this time. And this is the Jericho City of Praise Church, which seats over 9,000 people.
Whoa.
So I never knew all that was going to happen. All I knew was what God said. God told me to go to this place, which was at a high school that sat about 1,000, you know, and, you know, the word was awesome. The spirit of the house was awesome. Never knew what else was in store. So this is just another sign that if you obey God, do what he says, he will transition to you a place that you aren't expecting. That's why it says he'll do above what you could ask or think. I would have never thought to ask to be at a church that was the way this church is, as huge as this church is. But God knew what he had in store for me, and he knew if I'd be obedient to him that he'd bless me. So I'm honored to be a part of City of Praise.
Also, your wife has a couples ministry.
Yeah.
How did that come about?
Well, my wife is probably one of the most soft-spoken people, but she has a firm heart. When I say a firm heart, meaning she believes strongly, and she's passionate. She's very passionate about what she believes, and she believes that we as ministers of music, we as artists, sometimes need to embrace those who walk with us. And though, like the wives that you see at some of these, wives and husbands at some of these award shows and concerts, they never get to talk to each other. So she initially started with just saying, "Hey, I'm going to reach out to some of these artists' wives and whatever, and just kind of let them know that you need someone to talk to. We can talk to each other. We can kind of network or whatever." It went from that to different are just not artist-wise, but people who are in ministry. So like different ministers of music at churches started reaching out to her, asking her for counseling. And they would ask for both of us to counsel them. So it went from that to becoming a couples ministry, which we now call Amazing Love. And it's not just artists. It's not even just ministers of music or anything. It's just people who just want to embrace what God has called for, which is healthy marriages. In this day, I think the enemy has tried to attack families Bishop William Murphy said something to me that was amazing. He said, the first relationship that God made, the enemy attacked it, and God's been trying to repair relationships ever since. And that was Adam and Eve.
Wow.
So ever since then, the enemy has sought to attack the family and has sought to attack marriage. And we're just trying to help and fortify and really push the envelope for healthy and strong marriages in gospel music industry and just overall in the church. And, you know, God has really blessed us, and we've gotten to reach many ministry couples that are looking to promote the same thing. So we praise God for the ministry he's given to us.
Our guest is J.J. Harrison, his new single, You Are Worthy. J.J., let's go back a little bit. Bridgeport, Connecticut. Awesome God.
Yeah.
When you did that, did you think you would be where you are today?
Absolutely not. I can tell you that song was actually written by a guy named Pastor Sean Brown. We used to direct the choir together and sing together. And it was really a crazy time because, you know, we weren't looking to record. Sean and I were just great friends. And he was a preacher kind of singer. And I was just a guy who was from Brooklyn and found myself in Connecticut. And I was getting married to the pastor's daughter. But we never really saw Youth for Praise doing what it did. We only recorded because we wanted to be able to have something to sell room with to sing, because we were going out to sing and everybody else had a CD to sell afterwards and we didn't. So we printed 1,000 CDs and said, hey, you know, we're going to have something to sell when we go out. Somebody from a record label just got a hold. As a matter of fact, gospelflavor.com, which was a website, actually said, you know, we love this, we're going to help you put it out. And they signed, you know, they got a distribution deal with Light Records, which now has been our record label for the past 10 years. So we never saw it happening the way it did. Again, we were just some kids who wanted to have a CD to sell after the concert. But that just shows that if your heart is in the right place and it's for what God has intended for you, he'll bless it. And again, do more than what you imagine. So God has really blessed us and put us in places where we never expected to be, and we're forever grateful.
What's next?
Wow. I really think, you know, what I'm trying to do now is we have so many great artists in Youth for Praise. I would say at least 10 people who have solo careers that are pending. So what I'm trying to do is help promote and push them individually. So next time we come together as Youth for Praise to record, not only will you recognize me, but you'll recognize Melissa Belbathea, David McClure, Tiffany Woodside, all these different singers who are really great, but and I've shared my platform with them on my records, but I want to help push their platform themselves. So the next Youth for Praise record will have all these artists that you know. So the next record that I do as J.J. Harrison will truly be an intimate J.J. Harrison record where it's just me and maybe a couple of singers and a guitar player, just, you know, with some intimate worship. That's what my next goal is.
J.J., where can folks find you, get up with you, your friends, your fans, and where can they purchase your music?
Right now, I'm all over social media. So it's twitter.com/JJ_Harrison. Facebook is facebook.com/YouForPraise. Instagram is JJ Harrison. Periscope is JJ Harrison. And if you want to buy our music, of course, we're on iTunes. Right now on iTunes, our full record, which is 18 tracks, is only $6.99. So you can go get it there. It's on Amazon and everywhere else. So please go get the record. I think you'll enjoy it.
JJ Harrison, I guess. JJ, it's always great talking to you. And may God continue to bless you. And congratulations when I see Victory came out. It debuted at number one. I knew you were happy with that.
Oh, yeah, that was an honor. I'm still honored by that. Absolutely.
J.J. Harrison, I guess. J.J., thanks for the time.
No problem. Thank you, AJ. I appreciate your time.
J.J. Harrison, inside of the Gospel Spotlight.